to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Psy's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Psy's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning, loving Sai Ram, and holy Navratri greetings to you, dear sisters and brothers. Let us all please take a moment to visualize ourselves standing with the devotees of Baba, who are right now inching their way ever so gently in perfect silence towards the cool, comforting, pure white marble Mahasannidhi of the Kali Avatar, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the holiest of shrines that confers blessings on all who approach it. With prayers on their lips and hearts, full of devotion, rows of devotees in the Sai Kulwant Hall are still charged with the energy of the Vedam, the Bhajans, the Mangalarati that have just concluded there. I hope you heard the same through the live broadcast that was aired on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. On behalf of the entire Radio Sai team, let us begin Morning Glory by offering loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the heart, the soul, the ears, the voice, the eyes, the everything of Radio Sai. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and thank you for joining us on Thursday Live, the day dedicated to our Sadguru Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is the 21st of September 2017, and the exact time in our studio right now is 42 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. And we are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna, and I'm delighted to have your company on this segment called Morning Glory. Just a few hours ago, Prashanthi Nilayam yet again woke up to another glorious morning, and it feels as though decades of daily prayers like the early morning Omkar, the Nagar Sankirtan, the twice a day Vedam, the twice a day Bhajans have all worked together and charged the air of this ashram with heavenly vibrations. That is why as soon as we sort of enter the ashram, a feeling of happiness and calm and immense peace just overwhelms us. I'm pretty sure that this power to confer joy and somehow magically erase our mental burdens has something to do with the fact that for the last 67 plus long years, every single day, 67 years without a break, intense congregational prayers have taken place here, regularly, religiously. You see, Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram was inaugurated in 1950 on Baba's 25th birthday. Ever since 1950, till date, 67 years later, a minimum of 3 to 4 times a day prayers have taken place here every single day. If you only count 3 prayer sessions, that works out to about 25,000 days with 3 intense sessions, which is 75,000 sessions of intense prayer. And what is more important, that in each of these 75,000 prayer sessions, thousands and thousands of Baba's devotees participated actively. If you factor in the multiplier effect, we are talking of millions of prayers. Now add to it special prayers like the Navratri Yagna that is going to start soon, and the Atirudrams and other special prayers like the Gayatri Homams. So imagine the millions of prayers that have been offered here in the name of the Lord. Bhagwan often told us that every speck of dust in the holy land of Bharat or India is sacred because it's charged with the power of the penance that ancient rishis have performed. By the same yardstick, how much more power is there in the grains of the sands here in this ashram called Prashanthi Nilayam, where so many prayers have happened in the last 67 years. It really is this power of prayers that has somehow charge the atmosphere of our ashram with divine vibrations, so much so that devotees find every leaf, every plant, every tree, every idol, be it Lord Jesus, Lord Buddha, Lord Ganesha, Lord Hanumanji, Bhagwan Subramanyam, Gayatri Mata, everything here feels as though it's alive and breathing, and thoughts manifest into reality quite effortlessly in the ashram. That, dear listeners, is the pure and holy power of Prashanthi Nilayam, the seat of supreme truth, ultimate beauty, and all things auspicious. Today is the first day of the Navaratri celebrations, with the pujas for the Kalasham or the holy pot taking place in the Mandir. Starting Sunday, that is September 24th, the Yagnam or the great sacrificial fire will begin, and we will conclude the Yagnam on Saturday, that is September the 30th, 2017. Along with the heavenly blessings that we are experiencing here, the weather also continues to be pleasant, with short spells of rain, and mostly those happen in the evenings or overnight. The current temperature in the ashram is a very pleasant 25 degrees Celsius, nighttime lows of 23 and daytime highs of 31, which feels very comfortable because there's a frequent cloud cover. Meanwhile, wherever you are, dear listeners, here is wishing you, through this live broadcast, a downpour of Bhagwan's divine grace straight from Prashanthi Nilayam. And also, the source of that grace is also residing right inside your own hearts. May your day be filled with Swami's divine grace and guidance, with His protection and blessings. Today on Morning Glory, I have lined up two treats and an important announcement for you. We will, of course, conclude our Trisvith Divinity interview with Mr. Deepak Desai today. But before that, we will celebrate the success of one of our very own students, a student of our higher secondary school here in Prashanthi Nilayam, and then of the Satya Sai University's Vrindavan campus, who has made all of us so proud with his achievement at national levels. A short telephone interview coming up with Mr. Ranjit Kumar very shortly. And on this auspicious occasion of Navaratri, let me also take this opportunity to reach out to all of Swami's daughters from his primary school, from his higher secondary school, and from the Anandpur campus of the Satya Sai University. Dear sisters, please pay attention. The Divine Mother is awaiting you with extended arms for a reunion on October 20th and 21st during the annual reunion of all women alumni from Prashanthi Nilayam and Anandpur campus. So please, please do come home with your families and take the blessings from the Divine Mother. The Daughters of Sai Group is once again celebrating their annual homecoming on Avatar Declaration Day, which is October the 20th. And the function is going to be very engaging and inspiring, and it will extend from October 20th to October 21st and has a very interesting seva component involved. So when you're planning your trip, dear sisters, please try to be here on the 19th of October and stay with us at least for the 20th and 21st and even beyond. This is home. Stay as long as you can. If you need any further information, please feel free to contact your alma mater directly at the earliest. With that interview, it is now time for me to play for you a short telephone interview with Mr. Ranjit Kumar, a young student of the Satya Sai University who has made headline news in India. This will be followed by the conclusion of Trisvith Divinity with Mr. Deepak Desai. Before I sign off, I want to thank you for your company and also remind you, dear sisters and brothers, I will be eagerly looking forward to your feedback to this episode of Morning Glory. Till we meet next Thursday, I seek your permission and I wish you a great day ahead. And please stay with the show and enjoy it. And this will be followed by a live session with my colleague, Mr. Prem Anush, with Answering Booth at sharp 11. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, today my guest is a young man who recently made headline news in India by securing the first rank in the professional exam at an All India level. Every year, thousands of bright students appear in the company secretary exam, and each year someone achieves this feat of securing the top position. But what makes my guest special is that he's a product of Sri Satya Sai education since his childhood. Mr. D.R. Ranjit Kumar is a resident of Hindupur, a town not too far from Puttaparthi. As a child, he attended Sai Balvikas program. From grade 6 to 10, Ranjit Kumar was enrolled at the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Kendra School in Karnataka. He attended the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School right here in Prashanthi Nilayam for grades 10, 11 and 12. And in 2014, he completed his BCom Honours degree from the Vrindavan campus of the Satya Sai University, earning a gold medal. He then went on to complete his chartered accountancy, and now recently he stood first in the All India level company secretary exam. Between a flurry of job offers and interviews, Ranjit spared a few minutes of his time for a quick telephone interview for Radio Sai listeners. So, Sairam Ranjit, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam, ma'am.
Congratulations to you on your recent success.
Thanks a lot, ma'am.
It must be a great feeling for you and your parents at this moment.
Yeah, obviously. After 3 years, finally something has been achieved.
It took 3 years of hard work, huh?
Yeah, it started from school and finally at the end it landed in CA and CS.
So both, you are both a chartered accountant and a company secretary now.
Yes, ma'am. Both have completed and now I'm currently looking for a job.
I believe there are multiple offers and we are not surprised considering that you have topped at the All India level amongst thousands of aspirants. Now, tell us about how did you go about achieving this goal of yours and what led you to it?
I have studied my BCom honors from Sri Satya Sai University, Brindavan campus.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, it is that both the courses which I have pursued, that is chartered accountant as well as company secretary,
mm-hmm.
these both are where the testing is more on the conceptual understanding rather than just completing the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So what is most important is your base. You should have a strong base for building the various subjects which are very technically very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So unless your basics are very strong, you can't succeed in those courses. That is the reason both these courses have very small pass percentages.
I noticed this 2.99 is the pass percentage for company secretary this year.
Yes, ma'am. For company secretary this year it is 2.99. You are right mm-hmm. in that issue. So what matters is that our basic understanding should be very, very strong. And the most important BCom honors course of our university is designed in such a way that it will help for all those students who are pursuing both these courses. So it has been planned in such a way that if a student wants to pursue either CA or CS, half his syllabus is already covered in our BCom honors.
Wow.
So it is like already the base is laid for him.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs to focus properly when he comes out and concentrate on the other subjects which are not covered. Then easily it will be a easy walk for him to clear both these courses.
Hmm. That is very nice to know. So I guess our university has designed the syllabi in such a way that it plugs you into a professional program with greater ease. It's very relevant to the industry.
And one more thing is, even in our institute, our exams, it is tested in the same way as a CA is tested. Like everyone knows about the course, how CA is designed.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, our university also is in par with it because in some of our subjects, I still remember in my BCom honors, they used to give questions directly from CA final paper.
Oh.
So it is that they have been training you from the initial graduation days itself, so that when you come out for this course, you don't feel it is actually very, very tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is that from the initial days itself, you are trained for something which is going to be tough.
So you're very well primed.
Yeah, that will help you a lot when you're preparing actually.
That's good to know. And what role did the, you know, the discipline, the lifestyle, the strict schedule, did you have enough time in the Satya Sai? Because our schedule in the hostels is very, very strict and some children find it very hard, you know, early morning waking up, every minute is accounted for. What role did that have to play in your success?
Actually, ma'am, the main thing it is that we have been trained in this, like you told, we have a very stringent time schedule for us, right? So when you come out for this course, actually the greatest thing for success of this course is you should have commitment to the course. And that is being trained in our university by showing like where now the focus when you come to CA will be on the subject. But when you are in our college or institute, it will be like on all the activities. So when you are trying to focus on each and every activity, and you know in our school it is only every day you'll have a study hours of approx 2 hours
mm-hmm.
and you'll have games every day to play. It is that you're trained to concentrate on each and every activity. When you come out from the university, when you're pursuing a professional course, you will find that actually you have abundant time because you have started using in your life from morning 5 till 10 every day I'm using the time. So when you come out, you have so much time to concentrate on the subject what you have to concentrate. And most importantly, you have trained mentally. That is the actual thing. Both these courses are where if you come out, if you ask any student who is pursuing, it is that a mental block is set in his mind. These courses are very tough. You can't clear this. Unless you go for coaching, you can't do it. So it is like everyone will keep telling you so many things. But what matters is how cool you can stay and how cool you can focus. And that is what is trained in our university. It is like more than training you in the subject, training in how you think about an issue, how you approach an issue, how you can concentrate on what you have to do. So when you have this 100% commitment and focus towards the activity, what you are supposed to do, easily you can clear the course. It is like when you are studying for this exam, actually, you get a lot of tension. That is because the course is designed in such a way that if you don't clear in one time, then again you'll have to write all the papers unless you got some exemptions. So it is like you have to actually handle the mental tension rather than the only subject understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the training what we have got here is to handle that mental tension than actually going only through the subject. So it is like we can plan our studies properly. It is like when we are there, we used to have every activity, like you also have some time for playing every day. So that same schedule, if you can maintain when you come out, also when you are planning your studies, then it can be very easy for you that you have some relaxation also each and every day. Then you can focus on when you are supposed to study. And as I told you, the basics were very, very strong there. That helped me a lot. So it is like the entire process, what is actually happening is training you to achieve greater success in life. Initially, you may feel it is that something is being forced upon you. But the actual result of it, you will get to know only when you come out. When you get to know that you have started actually using the great amount of time which is available to you. So only then you can succeed a lot more than what you yourself set limits, thinking that, oh, I can't do this. So the actual training what they gave you is what has made me what I am today.
That's nice to hear. And that, you know, these life skills of time management and focusing on the task at hand have helped you to achieve your goals. Now, if you had a message for your sisters and brothers who are currently pursuing various programs at the Sai University or the Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, what would that be with regards to planning for the future?
Okay. Only thing what I suggest them is let them not be so worried about, okay, next what I am supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let them focus on the task at hand. Now, the same thing when I went to Brindavan and Higher Secondary School, I suggested them that what you are studying today, ensure that you get it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, now if you get your focus properly on either BCom honors, like I am concentrating more towards commerce because I am aware of that stream of studies. So if they concentrate currently what is being taught and be 100% clear with all those, it will surely help you in the future. So you just need to have a goal and don't worry too much about that goal. Concentrate now what is happening. It is that this foundation, if you can lay it very strong, easily you can build whatever you want on all the courses what you want to do in the future.
Okay, that's very good advice coming from a peer who has walked the talk. Now, my last question, one last question more is, as you go into the workplace, because I know given your performance and your results, you have multiple job offers, what will be your focus? What is your takeaway from your alma mater that you will take to your new workplace? Because the world of number crunching, accounting, and what you're going to do as a company secretary, there are many nebulous gray areas as well. And how will your being a Sai student determine your course of action?
Actually, that is the main reason I'm being very particular about the jobs which I'm going to take up. It is that I feel, after all of this, the only thing what we can do is do something to the society for getting, we know, you also know that I have got free education from my schooling days, all because of our university. When we have got so much from the university, I feel it's time for me to do something to this society in return for all the good that I have got. So I am trying to look for some area where I feel I'll be of some use to this society, I can help out, and most importantly, I want to tell that in future I have lived a ethical life. So for me, what matters most is the ethics part rather than just the monetary terms. So end of the day, I'm trying to look for a job where I have been able to live up to the expectations what Swami will have of me.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be in your opinion? What would be Swami's expectation of you as his son and his student?
I just feel that Swami wants me to do my little part to this society and help people around.
And if you had a chance to say something to Swami today and go to the interview room and, you know, show him your result, what would you say to him?
Thanks a lot, Swami, for all that you have given to me. Please make me a worthy instrument in your mission and give me strength to live up to the expectations what you have of me.
Wow, that's very nice. God bless you, Ranjit, and congratulations once again to you and to your parents and to all your teachers since your childhood who have made you the person you are today.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks a lot. I take this opportunity to thank each and every person, though I may not be able to name them. Each one of them has been a part of my life, has been part of whatever I am today, has been part of this success. I thank each and every one of them.
Thank you, and Sairam, and thank you for connecting with us. Sairam to you.
Yes, Sairam, ma'am.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. You just heard a short telephone interview that I was able to record with Mr. Ranjit Kumar, an outstanding student of the Satya Sai University. Actually, in Prashanti, we have such a culture of modesty that although our alumni are shining all over the world, we rarely talk about it. But I just felt it was so important to bring you up to speed about at least one such outstanding student, and there are thousands of them out there. Now, with that, I urge you to please share your thoughts, comments, and feedback about this interview or any other offering by Radio Sai. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. And as I leave you to enjoy the rest of the show, please be well. And over now to Mr. Deepak Desai, Part 2. This is the conclusion of this interview, This Tryst with Divinity. And I hope you will find it as inspiring as I found it. And I look forward to your feedback. I will meet you again right here, same place, same time next Thursday. Till then, Jai Sai Ram.
I want to tell to all my listeners that, of course, Swami, there are endless miracles performed here in foreign countries and everywhere. But in one of his messages, two things I very much impressed me as a devotee that I will narrate to you. During one discourse, during the share hour somewhere, myself and Mr. Kapoor were sitting near the canteen, south canteen, and Swami's discourse were going on. In that discourse, Swami said such a beautiful thing that out of all these devotees in this world, Mr. Charles Pan is the only devotee whom I love very much. He openly told during the discourse. Then I wrote the book written by Charles Pan.
You read it?
I mean, in the discourse, Swami openly told that he is the devotee whom I like very much, love. He chants my name incessantly since 10, 12 years.
What about the book? Did Swami comment on the book?
No, he commented on Charles
Pan. So you read the book?
I read the book. Okay. In that book, there are letters written by Swami to Mr. Charles Pan. In one of the letters, you see the beauty how Swami guides his close devotees. I mean, all devotees, but whom he wants to mold in very near to him. He writes to Mr. Charles Pan that in initial stages, dear Charles, I like the way you do yoga, you do pranayama meditation, everything I like about you, the way you behave yourself. But I advise, I suggest, you please practice choicelessness.
Choicelessness.
That's a very divine word.
Yeah.
We should not have our strong feelings that I should have this, I should have this. Whatever comes to us, we must accept as His will, as His wish, His will. He says you don't keep on going from one choice to one choice.
Yeah.
See, the moment we start going for a job, I must have a good big mobile phone. Big mobile, 40,000 rupees or more than that, the best quality. So till the time I get a mobile phone, I'm not happy with myself.
So these desires,
see,
we get fixated on specific desires.
And it is not our problem, but this stupid thing has made us, fall into a distressful mind and sad morose and whatever, sadness, just for a thing. So till the time, so Swami openly wrote to him, dear Charles, I advise, practice choicelessness. This sentence so touched me that I said, we should not have anything. My missus many times say, you ask your boss, aisa raise karo. I bola, Swami knows everything. Kuch magne ka hi nahi. That is the thing I learned from Swami. He knows better. everything. Pehle to letter bhi likhte the. Now we don't write letter. So he knows everything. What Swami says, I'll tell you what Swami says. You are vyakti, individual. And there is a samashti, the whole cosmos. You are a vyakti, you are an individual. If a small leaf falls on, or small feather falls on head, or an ant moves on your this, or a small hair falls on your this, or sheet of paper, you immediately notice. Your hand doesn't have brain, but you are everywhere in your body. Yourself, your individual is everywhere in your body. So immediately you notice that something has touched my hand or feet or whatever. Similarly, in this whole cosmos, samasti, I am there, already there. Jaisa tum tumhare sharir mein ho, main pura vishwa mein vyapt hoon. I need not come there. When you ask, come, Swami, come, I am already there. Such profound things only Swami can get us. If we read a lot about Swami, it is our good fortune that we go, because when we pray, when we are in distress, we are closest to the God. If you have seen somebody in ICU, that person may be believing in a God or not, he will not talk to his relatives or his wife or father or anybody, but he will be talking directly to the God power that time. Please. So, a time comes when you are the closest to the God. I always tell all my relations in my factories everywhere that you will say something to your colleagues and this and that, but when you talk to God, your whatever form you like, He will always listen to you. Believe in Him, do your work diligently, never say, I like this work or no. Whatever comes to you, as per your skill sets by the management, be happy with that.
Actually, it's funny you're saying all this, because I think perhaps I needed to hear this today. So that's why this topic of choicelessness came.
everybody, you know. See, we get crazy about it. We had a car and then I started going after Swift car. It was a new model. And my missus said, what is this? मैं कभी रेड स्विफ्ट देता उसके पीछे पीछे गाड़ी भगा तो जरा ध्यान से देखो ब्लू स्विफ्ट देखा ब्लैक स्विफ्ट देखा व्हाइट फिर मिसिस बोला तो ये ले ही लेने का अपने को व्हाई डू वी गो आफ्टर दिस ऐसा पागलपन जैसा बट दैट इज नॉट द गुड थिंग
डोंट गेट ऑब्सेस्ड विद वन स्पेसिफिक
कार इज द राइट वर्ड यू सेड ऑब्सेशन विद समथिंग इज नॉट गुड फॉर अस देयर आर सच स्वामीज मेनी टाइम्स आई टेल माई ऑल माई कलीग्स इन इंगरसोल एंड दिस that my heart is so pure. You believe that whatever I say is God's word. Swami bolta hai, sahi samjho. Kyunki mere paas kisi ke liye dhikar nahi hai, hate nahi hai. Mere paas kisi ke liye aage jane ka piche jane. My focus is only on the job and the solution. See, in industry there are many jobs which require a lot of efforts and lot of thinking and hard work. If you say this is better, this no. Focus on this thing, as I am telling you, these are the thoughts given by Swami, I am sure. The best way to do, I have enough experience, you don't do anything, just follow this. As Swami says to students, in Bangalore one student says, Swami said something that you do this, Swami say I will try, Swami say don't say try, say I do it and you will be able to do it. Don't try, you say I will do and I will be able to do. Have faith, Swami is beautiful. Swami say 4 S's, self-confidence, self-satisfaction, self-sacrifice and self-realization. Once you have self-confidence, you read a lot, you study a lot, you appear in the exam in full faith in yourself, you get good marks. Once you get good marks, you get the satisfaction. A person who secures good marks, 70-80% good in CAT results, some that competitive test results, then he will not bother about those cinema tickets. Somebody says, I got the cinema tickets, are you coming? He say, if you want to go, you would, because he will already satisfied. We got so much of satisfaction with being with Swami that we don't crave for any other things in our world. At least,
very true.
At least our family, there is no craving.
And it's very hard for others to relate to your self sense of self-satisfaction.
Yes, they say, I say,
your life is fulfilled when you include
Swami.
You
are already fulfilled. See, in fact, Swami ko mil gaya baad mein aapko kya chahiye? As I always tell my thoughts about Swami and this old our scriptures. In Mahabharata, what Lord Krishna does, he asks Arjuna and Duryodhana that you choose, I am one side, I am there, I will not use any weapon. And other side, my puri sena hai. Lots and lots of, soldiers and what not.
Armies.
You select. But the trick Lord Krishna uses is, I will not use any weapon. So he wanted to take side of Arjun. He wanted that Arjun will get. So he,
manipulated
for Duryodhan that he will say, oh, Krishna to pura sena deta hai, plus he will not going to use any weapons. No Sudarshan Chakra, nothing. So we are the safest. Such way God takes care of his devotees. As Swami always said, I take care of you like the eyelids take care of your eyes. And we have experienced throughout our life.
Would you like to share some experiences? Because two things. In your personal life, you seem to enjoy, with the grace of God, so much of harmony, because all of you practice Swami's teachings of choicelessness and contentment and respect for each other. And in your professional life, you have risen, you've had quite a meteoric rise as head of operation for two major companies.
Yes, yes.
Given your humility and your simplicity, it would be worthwhile to learn how you got there on the basis of Sai teachings, because we hear of management styles which require dynamic leadership and, you know, a lot of overconfidence, image building, and you seem to really fall very much outside of that image we have of great.
Yes, you are right. In management, they want dynamic leaderships and other things. But
you're such a humble, simple person.
By experience. When I set up our many areas, I set up at Ingersoll Rand also, that I created a very huge CNC. That is, CNC is a computerized, numerically controlled, automatic machines. That very huge machines, costing about 80 lakhs, 90 lakhs, and I can't tell you all the details about CNC machines. But the way I handle all that project, I got training at Pinjor in HMT. For learning the CNC setup, how the programs are made, how the fixturing is made, how the toolings work, and what are the other, details you need to know about the CNC programming and other things. And then we started installing one after the other. So the complete CNC setup shop, including all the air conditioning, this and that, was worth around 14 crores that day. I'm talking about 1984-85. So my management selected me to go there because I was in industrial engineering doing all the improvements work in my job. So natural selection was me. And Swami's grace, we were of course strong believer in Baba Bhai. Strong, more than strong. You see, during my stay in Pinjor, once my missus also came there, and once it was Ram Navami day, and we were, by his grace, we read in the newspaper that there will be bhajan session at Justice Panchi's house residence. Mm-hmm. Justice Panchi became our Supreme Court Justice once.
Yes, and we have had his family members interview with us here.
His house, we went on the Ram Navami day. There was bhajan session for 2 hours. He was so happy with, they had harmonium but nobody to play. So I played harmonium, we all sang, my missus also sang, they all sang very beautifully. Mr. Justice sang so beautifully, very melodious voice.
It's nice you should say this is daughter Priya Tandon and his son-in-law Sanjay Tandon.
He sang that bhajan, Radhe Shyama He Gana Shyama, Radha Madhav He Gana Shyama.
Would you like to sing a line?
Radhe Shyama He Gana Shyama, Radha Madhav Mangala Dhamma, Radhe Shyama He Gana Shyama, Jaya 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 He Megha Shyama, Megha Shyama, Megha Shyama, Jaya 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 Vrindavan Dhamma. He sang so beautifully, melodiously. We so enjoyed. Then he invited us for, of course, dinner that day. Then he said, keep coming, but unfortunately we had no time. That was a Ram Navami day and HMT was closed. But these are the Swami gives these experiences. See, Swami says, many times in my factory also says, when you think with total involvement and love for the any project or any new thing you are going to start, first think about what will be the requirements and pray to God, whoever you believe in. Like I pray to Swami, that we are going to start this and please see that we go in the right directions. He always helps. After this CNC software developed, we did so many, what you call impossible things in our shop, that everybody came to me, new projects will come, they will first come to whether this can, because CNC systems makes the prove out pilot production of any new item. See, in industry there are castings, then castings have to be machined into finished components. When they assemble, then become the final product. So in order to gauge the design, kaisa bana hai, so we have to make prototypes. So prototypes can be made fastest in CNC with the best accuracy. So that way, our shop became, of course, a production unit, but many times we are given the casting to prove out and whatever.
CNC?
Computerized numerically controlled machines. Everything is done automatically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very elaborate thing, but as compared to his design, it is nothing. I always tell people, you know cricket?
Yes.
You know cricket? When a batsman makes a stroke,
right,
and the ball goes very up in air, and the fielder at the boundary line. See, the beauty of Bhagwan's, God's creation, the man judges the projectile of the ball. There is airflow, there is everything, the speed of the ball. It comes around 140 kilometers. And that, even that, he has to be within the boundary line. He has to make a jump. So he makes a jump in a oblique direction. Not that straight jump,
yeah,
like easy.
Yeah.
He has to jump in oblique direction. He has to see where the ball will come. He has to raise his hand. Throughout his mind, a mind is what? Creation of Swami. Creation of God. He has to judge that ball, where the ball will come, and the exact time he has to close his finger. Grab it and close his finger. See, before the ball touches everything, this process, this more than a CNC machine. CNC machine does everything as a feedback. This feedback is automatically given by God's design. See, what better thing you want to, know about whether there God exists or not. If somebody is an engineer, scientist, he knows that for anything we make, there is a design requirement. There cannot be better design than what God has created in this world. Our body, our everything. Your feet, skin never get, eroded, corroded. You have to change your slippers, your shoes, every 3 years at least. You don't have to change your hands. And the best thing, if you are traveling in a train, the moment you feel there is a jerk, immediately your hand grips strongly. It's a human computer. People don't realize that this is a creator, that is a designer.
And he is so meticulous and perfect that it's just that incredible.
It cannot be imperfect.
But well, the breath leaves the body. The body is so intelligently managed.
Yes, yes. And what easiness. Sorry for again digressing. A person, a Sai devotee from Ganadevi in Gujarat, he wanted some juicer, a elaborate industrial juicer, so that he can make the fruit pulp, mango, pineapple, chiku, and guava and other things, and start his business, and gradually he can start exporting. So I was just going in that direction only with some other work for Guaniflon Industries, to Workwell Industries. Meanwhile, his telephone came, Deepak Bhai, I'm in Ahmedabad. I've just came out of the train. I want your help. I said, what do you want? I want to see some juicers. They are, say, available in Ahmedabad. I said, okay, I am going to one of my suppliers, Workwell Engineers, Uday. I'll ask Uday, he will immediately guide us. So he said, where do we meet? I say, you come here. We went there, and then he guided me to juicer person. See, juicers are available right from 1 HP. That's horsepower, means power of that. In 1 hour, it can crush it 5 kg. In 1 hour, they can crush and make the juice 10 kg. The size of the motor and the speed of that, wheels changes, crushing.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty is, each crusher is made of course, stainless steel. It's a dietary item. But every juicer has to have a, after the juice is taken out, the residue, the skin of the, that seeds, pulp, skin, the
fiber,
pulp after remained after the juice is taken out, have to be taken out in some box or something. Elaborate method is there, but every now and then you have to take out all this, clean and this. Now see the God system. You don't have to do anything. You just get a signal. Everything goes out. You are fresh and fine. You don't have to worry about 1 kg apne khaya, 2 kg khaya. He just manages. See the beauty of his design. Whenever you have eaten something stale, something bad, which you don't know, you have eaten something.
You will expel it automatically.
But immediately you will get diarrhea sort of thing, vomiting. That's his design to bring out the whatever is poisonous or whatever. Not good for the health. So, I mean, of course, we can't
go. You lead a very big workforce and you have many people working under you and with you. To what extent does this approach that you follow of seeing God's design in everything and respecting
I'll tell you, of course, there are many, but those are very, technical instances. So, it is difficult to tell those things. But I will say in simple words that all our supervisors, managers, they greet me with Sai Ram.
So sweet.
Workers also those who know about me, they say, Sai Ram sir, Jun Seva ma javan, are you going to Jun Seva? That much they know about my affiliation to Swami. My Mohammedan friends, who believe, we had a house built in 68, then we rebuilt in this starting from 2012 and to 11 and to 13 mein ho gaya. We had lot many Mohammedan workers, my closest friend is Abdul Hamid, was younger, but he studied with me one or two ahead, but he keeps Swami's photo in his wallet. He always says Sai Ram. Though he's Mohammedan, his children, two daughters, one son, they say Sai Ram uncle, Sai Ram auntie. They come to our house, they are good at this, what you call, Mehdi. We call them, they say Sai Ram, they do pranams at Bhagwan photo. So, all are our, each and every worker, when they come to our place, they say Sai Ram. In my factory also, everywhere they know that Sai Ram bola to kaam achcha hi hoga. That faith they have, by subconsciously and by interacting with people, they have realized that this is good for us. And that's how they put faith in me for any project. I was sent to US for 3 weeks. My colleague was Shekhar Kode. He was a foundry expert in castings. I was a machining expert. So two of us were sent to USA for 3 weeks. We visited. There was no, tourism visit. It was a purely technical visit. We studied the components there, which they had, opened up these things. We studied and started working on that. The project was nice success. But every time, Swami's grace with us. Shekhar Kode also starting believing in Swami because of this interaction. And he repeated my saying that, He will guide us. Don't worry.
You've influenced a lot of people being yourself, I think.
See, Swami says, leave it to them, whether to believe it or not. But never lose a moment speaking about Swami. I never lose a moment. Whenever there is a chance, there is a correlation. Fortunately, my memory recall is very good. So I immediately correlate some incident of Swami. Aisa hua tha. Aisa dhyan rakho. Kuch baat hoti hai. ये सब कंफ्यूजिंग कर दिया ये लोग मीटिंग में तो मैं इमीडिएटली बोलता हूँ सर आई विल टॉक टू माय वाइस प्रेसिडेंट सर इज अच्युत राघवन सर प्लीज वेट स्वामी सेज जस्ट आउट ऑफ इट्स अ वीट आल्सो एंड अ रियलिटी आल्सो स्वामी सेज ओनली गॉड इज सिंपल एवरीथिंग एल्स इज कॉम्प्लेक्स सो एवरीथिंग टूक इट पॉजिटिवली के ऐसा तो कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी तो बिजनेस में आता ही है. We have to see that how we, and we have to, of course, fortunately all my bigger bosses were either South Indian or Gujarati. The Jains were believing, staunch believer in Jainism, all devotees of God. South Indian, of course, they are all devotees. Now my director of Ganiflon, Mr. Mani, he visited several times. He was vice president in L&T Finance. He visited here. He was sitting in Varanda. He got Swami's blessings. Many times here. So he always addresses me, Dipak Bhai Sai Ram. they say Sai Sairam. My other colleague Ashish Kaul, he is a Kashmiri Pandit. They were driven out from Kashmir. But he always greets me with Sai Ram. They say Sai Ram. Tanmay Acha. My son is working. I have left this job because I retired. My son is working as a marketing manager there. Tanmay is doing very good job. Aapka bahut uske upar haath lagaya. Very sincere. As Swami says, because in industry, if I go on explaining those things, I'll just narrate one thing. When I started this Guwahati film, Ingersoll mein toh bahut saare kisse hain. Okay, one thing I narrate about Ingersoll Rand. Ingersoll Rand had one product, centrifugal compressors. The compressor's bull gear runs as 33,000 RPM, the main. It requires a huge motor of 1400 HP, 1600, 2100 HP. And these compressors were, castings were made in Ghadke Patil, then Menon and Menon, some south in Kolhapur, aisa. Then they were given to HMT, Hyderabad, Bangalore for machining, and they were given to pins and bores. These are all technical terms for finished machining. But the ultimate result was that because the machining was done separately, the accuracy of the components were not coming to the required level which the drawing calls for. Of course, we are assembling, but when we assemble and it runs at 33,000 RPM, our cars run maximum speed is 3200 RPM. It can go up to say 4000, but then it will go fat. It will go hot and you can't drive it more than 4000 RPM for say half an hour or something like that. But this has to be done and so the alignment and the, what I'm purely technical time, the clearance and the alignments has to be done. Radial clearance within, when it starts, it's running, that misalignment or what you call that movement of these two connections has to be within 7 to 8 microns. So whenever got this machine outside, we got these levels within 25 microns, sometimes 50 microns, because machining is not that accurate because it's done in part. Several, it moves from machine to machines. You can't get the squareness and the parallelism and the cylindricity and whatever, that all technical terms. So my management said that, Deepak, you have to start designing one machine. Designing in the sense, what type of machine we'll need, and we'll ask HMT or BFW, Bharat Freeze Werner, like that design. So with my electronic person, MC Patel, he's a close devotee of, he goes satsang of Swade. Pandurang Athol is a very pious person. As pious as myself. Even sometimes I feel he is more pious than me. Very simple. More humble than me. I speak a lot. He speaks the minimum. And throughout my life in Ingersoll Rand, in starting this, he came to be with me to, I was the group leader, of course, with Pinjor at Chandigarh HMT to study the electronics part of it or repairs and other things. So we both always worked in tandem. And so we, with my, one of my assistant, Nailesh Desai, we designed configuration. You can say schematic that this is the type of machine we'll have and which can work on this component. So we'll have good accuracy. So that machine costed us in 96. We purchased that machine. It was known as Portal Machining Center. And the machine costed in that those days 4.5 crores, which
that's
was
enormous
made,
amounts of money which, for that time.
And but management had trust in our abilities, and of course HMT's stalwarts are there, and they created that machine for us. But the concept was that these are the, see, we have to give them total machining requirements. How do I machine? That is, I am an expert for, by Swami's grace, I am supposed to be the expert for machining. So I know what are the number of tools required, these are all technical things. But that machine will have 96 tools mounted on the floor. There will be magazine having tools like this mounted on the floor. 32 on the side one magazine. So technical terms, of course. But when this picks up tools from here, it works in vertical manner. The machine will do in vertical matter. So after those operations are over, side operations, supposing I want to do, this is over, I want to do here operation. So the machine will program it like that spindle will go to its position, there will right angle head will be attached, all by program. it will be automatically pick up this type of tool holder, and the side tools will be picked up and the sides will be machined. So every within two setups, we used to machine that component, which used to take several, say 70 setups for finishing a particular job. So we, in a way, we saved a lot of inventory, because in that case, you have to make lot of castings, they go to for machining, then to other machining person, then to third machining. So we have to make, say, 20 casting for finishing, getting one finish, we will take 6 months. Whereas with this machine, of course we invested money, but to prove within, say, of course we can't do one job at a time. We have to say set up four housings. So there are variety, but there are only three varieties. So four sets will machine, first operation, four sets, second operation, four sets, third operation, four sets. All is over. Within 26 hours, we could make one housing. And the inventory time, no time. The moment we get the casting, the other advantage, within the operation, we get the feedback about the problem in the casting. If there is a problem in the casting, within, say, 1 week, we get that. Whereas there, when the operation comes, it's the final stage, then only we know that this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It already taken 3-4 months, and that component is not going to be helpful to us.
Okay, if I can just bring this conversation back to Seva.
Yes.
Swami has left the body, yet you and your wife and your
everybody
is so passionate. What is it that draws you back to Parthi? Like tonight you have a night duty shift and your wife is right now, she couldn't come to the interview because she's serving. Why does Seva attract you so much?
First thing is that we are not attracted to Seva as we are attracted to Bhagavan himself.
Mm-hmm.
Seva is whatever we do, as Swami says, work is worship, duty is God. Whatever I do, wherever I do, this is not only Seva. Swami always says, bhakti is not an uniform. When you go to temple, you put on uniform. When you are out, uniform is out. So whatever you do in life, it is all Seva. Don't say when you do, you go to hospital, you are doing a Seva. Not at all, Swami says. Whatever you do with full faith in me, with your pure heart, and put all your efforts remembering me. Everything is Seva, he says. Everything becomes Seva. So this is a, of course, where we come here to be with our Seva Dal colleagues, to be with the, our in the ashram, taking imbibing the fresh vibrations. In a way you can say, of course, our batteries are always charged. But in a way you can see this again ashram. See, the best thing I like about this ashram, of course, Swami's presence I feel everywhere. No need to come here. Swami says, I told you yesterday, Swami says Bangalore is as distant from Bombay as Bombay is from Bangalore.
Uh-huh.
If you say Swami is with me, in me, I am in you. If you say Swami is distant from me, I am distant. Think dust you are, think God you are. Swami always tells simple things, but you have to believe in what Swami says. Strongly believe. When Swami says, he says, Sai Sankalpamu. He has said so many times in lectures that Arjun, it is a crow. Arjun says, yes, Krishna, it is a crow. He has so explicit face. He said, you can make the crow, and that bird into crow. You can make it into the kite. So I had to agree whatever he said. So Seva is for my missus, it's a great boon. Away from home, regular duties, subah utho, chai banao, coffee banao, rasoi karo, ye karo, wo karo. Kaam wali aayi, nahi aayi, either aaye to. She always says to all Seva Dal, those who are coming, particularly new or old, that this is the rare chance where you don't have to make soipak or rasoi cook karne. Either aapko fresh plate mein aapko nasta milta hai. Ghar mein kaun aapko nasta deta hai? Ghar mein aapko koi chai coffee pilata hai?
Routine of domesticity, yeah. It's a real
ghar mein aapko koi chai coffee pila. Either aao, aaram se canteen mein jao. Aur Swami na bhi to free bhi karta hai. There is no botheration of. And kitna prem se aap ek bar.
Seva Dal canteen is free for
them. Seva Dal ka ek fayda bhi kya hai? Out of this experience, and of course Swami does everything. But we have learned, my missus also have learned, as a group leader I have learned, that whenever some Seva Dal member has a complaint, listen to him. Listening is a great thing. Listen to him. Yes, yes, it is not good. He should not have told like this. So first you counsel him, give solace, ki, yes, you deserve better treatment like this and that. But then he says, I want to change. He says, please be there for 2 days. After 2 days, when everything is settled, all the Seva Dal comes, we'll change you as you wish. But it always happens, within 2 days, he will be glued to that job. And like a jigsaw puzzle, he'll be so nicely I mean, involved in that duty, because it's a mental feeling that this duty I will not be able to like to do. But once they start duty, mixed people, they start saying, Sai Ram, go to canteen, come back, put on this scarf. Their pattern of behavior changes. Shayad, thousand mein ek do hoga ki jisko pasand nahi hai. Everybody thinks ki humko, next year we have to come.
Because that scarf, the sanctity of that scarf.
Yes, everything.
Such a blessing it is, blessing. Such an honor to wear it.
Yes, it's a, Swami said burden of the best, but it is a great boon also.
Yes, totally.
See, this, all our sirs, our group leaders, everything says, once you have scarf badge with you, you can go anywhere in the ashram.
Yes.
If you don't have, everything is restricted for you.
You know, at this point in time, brother, if it's all right with you, I would like to read out this note that your wife has sent. She's such a
Please.
Dedicated and regular seva dal person. Yes, and considering the fact that Mrs. Naina Desai is a full-time house homemaker.
She's
a homemaker, a mother, a wife, a daughter-in-law, and she performs all her duties so assiduously at home. And then she makes the time to come every single year to serve as Seva Dal, and she also coordinates the entire Seva Dal duties for the state of Gujarat, which is very active in this area. So I think it would be very nice, because she didn't come because she's more responsible towards her duty than to seek any kind of an opportunity at Radio Sai. So I would like to read what she has sent. She says, Loving Jai Sai Ram, I'm Naina Desai, really grateful to Radio Sai team for asking me to share or write about my experiences with our beloved Lord Bhagwan Baba. By Bhagwan's abundant grace, I came into his fold early in my life, immediately after marriage in December 1979, when I was just 20 years old. My father was a devotee of Shirdi Sai, and he insisted that I marry this engineer who is a Satya Sai devotee. After some months of marriage, we started going to bhajans, and later I was trained as a Balvikas guru. I am so grateful to Baba for all that he has given me and my whole family. Both my sons are Balvikas students, and each had many chances to take part in dramas and performances in the divine presence. We still have slates of both sons having Om written by Swami as initiation. After attending many Prashanti Sevas as a Seva Dal, in 2001, I was required to get into the role of Seva Dal State Coordinator only by His grace. I am able to discharge my duties as Seva Dal Coordinator of Gujarat and housewife of a joint family. My God, you all live in an extended family. Wow. She goes on to say, His grace and pure loving support of my in-laws and all our relations, I am able to attend all Seva Dal sessions and all state level programs. I'm also thankful to both State President Sri Nathubhai Shah and Sri Manohar Bhai, under whose loving guidance I and my team are able to discharge all Prashanti Seva duties with zeal and enthusiasm. With the divine grace of Bhagwan, all the people connected with our family, and particularly people who were involved in rebuilding our home, started greeting us and each other with Sai Ram. At each and every moment of our life, we feel His presence, and we are always in happy and peaceful mode of mind. With pranams, Jai Sai Ram, Naina Deepak Desai. What a beautiful note, and what a lovely share from a wonderful person. Thank you, Naina ji, for at least taking the time to write something to share with our listeners. It's been such an honor to have you, sir. I want to just ask you one final question. So when you look back at your illustrious career of heading such complex industrial units, do you remember any instances or experiences that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, madam. It was a technical, of course, are the different matters. But sometimes, because of our closeness with Swami and our way of working and dealing with people, we are selected for doing something odd. I'll tell an incident, not an incident, but a very long process in Ingersoll Rand, that we were required to give voluntary retirement. It's so-called voluntary, but it was a almost compulsory retirement. So around 92 operators and workers from my factory. So it was a tough part to the HR manager to deal with, is how you will console, how you will counsel, how you will talk to the people whom you want to get retirement after such and such date. So I was selected, though I was not in HR, I was not a labor officer. But he said, Deepak, you are heading these operations and you are taking care of these technical things, but this is HR function, but you will handle. So we appoint you as a person who will deliver each person this VRS letter and explain to them why this decision was taken and why this. Of course, the workers were very happy working there for many years, and they're already their sons because of the company's not agreement but good policy. All sons were working in our industry. So they were both father and son were working, but ultimately leaving a job, high earning, maybe 30,000 in those days of around 87, 88, tough for them. So they lose immediately, start losing money, and they have to occupy themselves because they are all skilled workers. They have to find other profession to get that same amount if at all they want to continue with that income plan. So I was selected, and I, by Swami's grace, I could hand over all the letters and telling them so many things, how the divine works, how these things are not planned by you or me or the industry. These are planned by the God power.
How did they receive it? Your perspective?
All this because my strong belief in God and everything which in my case happened, my success in our own industry, the commitments we did for the shipments, the commitment we did for this all trials, prototypes, they all know that this person gets success. So whatever he says about Swami and his teachings has some substance. So they got, of course they know that they have to go, but they have to agree. So I made this Swami's way of dealing with people, that these are all major design plans. We are just a part of a small screw in a big machine. So don't worry about this. You will do better. First you will satisfy your family more than this. Now you are working for 8 hours regularly. Come here, go 9 hours plus overtime. You spend 12 years here. You are working here since 30 years. Spend 12 hours. You are very important years. Now you are already 56, 55, 54. Though retirement is 60, but you can very well go home, be with your family for many years. You can always take up some job. You are all experts. You can start your own entrepreneur type of things. And many of them started entrepreneurs. They purchased because Gujarat government, GSFC, that is Gujarat State Financial Corporations, GIDC, everything. They gave loans with lot of subsidies. If they buy CNC machines, they get 40% subsidy. So many people really went into entrepreneurship type of business, doing labor contract jobs, these and that. But with a good mind. And they came after 1 or 2 months, we are very happy. Haru karu job chodi te.
Good thing I left my job.
Bahu maja hai sahib. Maja hai.
Enjoying themselves.
First they will narrate the incidents where they travel after they leaving the job. Hame Shirdi jaya, hame Dakor jaya, hame Dwarka jaya. We went to Rameshwaram.
All
tour.
The pilgrimages after
yes,
quitting their jobs.
They were not able to do because there are limited leave in a factory, no? And everybody can't go a 10-day leave, 15-day leave without management section. And the production schedules, everything is so tight. Normally, they will be allowed only, say they apply for 15 days, they will be able to go only 10 days. Plus, all the workers, they reside in Ahmedabad, all their family functions are held in Ahmedabad. All are, myself was only person in Ahmedabad whose all relatives are in Bombay. But for them, every time they have to, for some work they have to take a leave. So they don't have accumulated leave at all. So after retirement only they could get the privilege to visit all this. They were so happy. They never believed that they will be happier after leaving the jobs. That was blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
So of course it is not, boasting about myself, but Swami's grace, our way of taking, our more or less our spiritual, that what you call an emotional IQ, like intelligence IQ, there is emotional EQ. That helps you how to talk to a person, uska's problems, uska nature ke hisab se aapko baat karna padega, accordingly you have to consult. In Guaniflon, our company is owned by a single person, and we are just the persons who do as directed. So I set up the plant as a head operations and did everything. But one major, of course, I always tell my management also, even my Italian bosses, that I take guidance from him. He only guides. So there was one major problem in one of our industry is, not problem, the requirement is, we have to have several ovens, electric furnaces, but very big, like this room size. 100 kW and this. And many ovens were imported. And the imported ovens has electrical gadgets which were working on certain voltage and frequencies. Our frequency voltage differ from there. So many times what happens, our is an industrial area. The voltages are okay when the all factories are working. Suddenly the other factories stop. Ours is around the clock process. 24/7 oven has to operate. If their operations shut off, their factory is closed, our voltage goes up. When the voltage goes up, that time we had any method to control that incoming surge of voltage. So one or two things got damaged, circuit breakers. We had to wait till the imported ones came from Italy. Those exact configuration for fixing not available. So my Indian director, Mr. Subramaniam, and Italian director, Carlo Serreda, went on saying, Desai, you need to bring a solution to this problem. Mm-hmm. All the solutions suggested by my electrical supplier, it's a very big industry, Jetson Power and Technical Industries Limited, and other diesel generating set suppliers. Rajdeep Solanki, he said, Deepak bhai, you have to go for an auto voltage regulator transformer, auto AVR transformer. Means I had purchased a transformer worth 16 lakhs. I have to purchase a transformer worth 25 lakhs, which will automatically regulate the voltage so that the surge doesn't come in. But there's a huge work. Not only I scrap that existing, I may get some secondary price, second hand. But the process was so long that the way I purchased, at least the plant will be shut for minimum 10 days because the wiring, cabling, it's all technical. It requires minimum 10 days to, so my production is held. So whenever they visit, even after they are in Italy, they will go on writing to Subramaniam and me directly that they say, this is the only problem remaining. So I said, something I need to do. Then I thought and thought, and I thought one day that there should be some method relay which controls it. Then I asked my electrical supplier, Jetson person, Sandeep Thakur, that Sandeep bhai, what is the voltage in my incoming breaker LT panel area, low tension area? Deepak bhai, it is 430 volt. I bola, outside the incoming is 1100 kVA. That conversion is 430. And all my breakers, everything, they are capable of handling higher voltages. Those complete design means control design is working at 430 volts. So I said, you are all suggesting me the AVR. Why can't we put a small voltage relay inside my incoming? It's a simple solution. Swami only guided. They never thought about this, that this can be done. Swami, somehow gave me thought. So they said, I think it can work. Hum log kabhi aisa kiya hi nahi.
They never done that before.
So I went to our electrical supplier. Then I said, these are my ratings. These are my sizes. Please give me one or two relays and with voltage regulation and timer. So it's all technical, but within, say, 2 days, I could solve the problem with an investment of only 1,000 rupees. What we were thinking about 20 lakhs, we didn't have an idea how to control this. Just a small thought given by Swami that see what is the actual incoming voltage which can be regulated by a simple method. That was a very great success for me because it was a very taxing thing for me. So 2-3 months it dragged on and on. Ultimately it got solved by His grace within 2 days. There are lot many difficult things I have done. But
take Swami to work and all aspects of your life He guides
everything. You are talking about Swami, abhi physical form hai nahi hai. I tell you, when Swami is here, we were coming for darshan. We were feeling Swami abhi andar hai.
We used to think Swami is in the Yajur Mandir.
Yajur, bhai, idhar aaye, abhi hamare saamne baithe, abhi mandir mein gaye, interview room mein gaye. When we are at home, out of ashram, we think Swami to mere saath to hai.
All the time He is with us. And I think after Mahasamadhi, that feeling has grown for many of
very
us.
Very strong. Anadi Anant hai, Bhagwan ka to kya hai? He takes birth. He says your body is... So, when my mother passed away, my father, we never had tears. Maybe one or two drops. We all knew it's... In fact, my father passed this 26 March. before he passed, see, it's Swami's grace. He was very, very, very fond of bhajans. I used to take him. Though he was 91 and a half, I used to take in my car almost 3 times in a day, in a week. Guruvar bhajan, of course, then our cluster bhajan group. He insisted I want to come, otherwise I'll go in rickshaw alone. Mm-hmm. So I had to go. Once I'm retired, I'm at home, I had to take him. But God, we had out, and once he had a fall in the house, this hip bone was fractured, and he has to be operated. He was very healthy even then, mentally very strong. We came home, we sang before him many bhajans, many old songs like mm-hmm. Pankaj Malik Saigal. I used to sing before. He will say, sing this. So he was very happy. And the day he died, I'm just telling about Swami's presence. Died. My sister was fortunately came there. My missus was here on 12th. She started 14th. We said ke he has fallen. The 14th, same night she had to go back. And both reservation confirmed she got. That is Swami's grace. Mm. Same night, same day she went to our booking office. She got the confirmed reservation from here to Bombay, Bombay to Ahmedabad. So morning she came, third day morning. After the operation, second day she came on. And on the sixth day my father expired. That time they were to take dinner, and I said, Jyoti said, bhai, he was in a sleep mode. खाना उसको खिलाया था चाय के साथ बिस्किट वगैरह ज्योति के तू भजन संभालो एक बार गीतों संभालो सिंग सम सॉन्ग्स एंड देन भजन बाद में हम खाना खाने जाएंगे तो माय सिस्टर एंड माय सेल्फ देयर माय मिसेस वाज गिविंग डिनर टू माय बॉय एंड माय डॉटर इन लॉ तो मैंने दो अपना पंकज मलिक जगमोहन का एक एक गाना गाया बाद में आई स्टार्टेड सिंगिंग हम सब मिल के मंगल गाए फिर वो माय मिसेस से तू अवे जम्मा आ जाए प्लीज कम फॉर ईटिंग सो आई वेंट टू इट आई जस्ट सैंग वन और टू लाइन्स सब सुख जीवन मालूम है ना हम सब मिलके मंगल गाए ही वाज वेरी फंड ऑफ दिस भजन माय मदर वाज इवन मोर फंड ऑफ दिस भजन सो वी यूज्ड टू सिंग मेनी टाइम्स इन देयर इवन नॉट इन भजन इन एट होम विथ हारमोनियम सो देन आई वेंट फॉर ईटिंग एंड देन विद इन सेकंड्स ही पास्ड We are not there in front of my maid servant was there. Patti rakha tha. Bola abhi dada ka jeev gaya idhar se. Aisa. Mangalmay. So we don't feel mrityu ka to hum kisi ko dar hi nahi abhi.
What a life achievement not to have, yes. As you're saying, fear of death.
No. Why fear? Hmm. We'll be born again doing something or the other. He knows. Hmm. When you have explicit faith inside, when you put It is, we say, pranam says lotus feet. Main kabhi bolta nahi hu. Apna pranam hai hi hai, abhi bolne ka kya?
My final question to you, sir, is if Bhagwan were to just be here physically right now, as we experience his presence in the studio, yes. What would you say to him?
Sai Ram, as always, be with me, be with us, all of us. You are with always. He is always with all, whether we believe or not. I don't have to pray and ask anything from Bhagwan. Just say, Sai Ram. We are all happy. We are all blessed. We are all full of bliss, joy, and whatever.
Very nice. On that blissful note, I thank you very much for sharing your life's journey and your experiences with our listeners. Thank you and Sai Ram, sir.
Tune in to Sight. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Here is an important announcement. Shri Satya Sai Archives is a state-of-the-art facility built with the objective of preserving the precious messages of Bhagwan Baba for posterity. These are audio recordings such as audio tapes, spools, cassettes and gramophone records, video recordings such as VHS, SVHS, Hi-8, Mini-DV and HDV tapes, Betacam, DVCam, big and small, DigiBeta, including 16mm and 8mm films. Also images, photos and negatives, color and black and white, and manuscripts, letters, articles, poems, songs, etc., all written exclusively by Bhagwan Baba. Currently, we have a very impressive collection of the above. Many of them have been donated by devotees. Before preserving these items, in the custom-designed vaults in the archival building, they have been digitized. This facilitates content access in electronic form and helps in spreading the message of Swami. Very few organizations in India and abroad are able to undertake this digitization work, as the necessary technology and equipment needed are no more available. With difficulty, few organizations have been identified who are willing to undertake this digitization work. This digitization work has been entrusted to Radio Sai Division. It is possible that many devotees may have in their personal possession some or all of the above items. This is to appeal to such persons to provide access to such assets for us to digitize the same. If they so desire, we could also retain them for long-term preservation with due acknowledgement process being followed. Kindly get in touch with the following for further clarification and details. Professor Sudhir Bhaskar, Director, Radio Sai Division, Sri K. Chakravarti, Member Secretary, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam. Thanks to the overwhelming response to Radio Sai's Karaoke Sai Bhajans, released in July 2017. Here comes the second offering, a set of 9 bhajans. We also have the Sarvadharma Prayer, the Asutoma Sadgamaya Hymn, as well as the Mangala Arati. And like before, you can download them from our website, radiosai.org. Please feel free to visit our website and use them in your Sai centers, in your Sai Bhajan sessions, and in your home to practice Sai Bhajans, to make every Sai Bhajan session an elevating and supremely fulfilling experience. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Vaikhe Guru, Vaikhe Guru Ji, bolo. Vaikhe Guru, Vaikhe Guru, Vaikhe Guru Ji, bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, bolo. Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji, bolo. Nitya nityan japiye tere naam ji bolo nitya nityan japiye tere naam ji satya naam satya naam ji bolo satya naam satya naam ji ram 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 ji bolo bolo ram 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 ji bolo satya naam ji bolo satya naam ji Krishna 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 ji bolo Krishna 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 bol Krishna 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 ji bolo Krishna 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 నిత్య నిత్యం జపియే కృష్ణ నామ జీ బోలో నిత్య నిత్యం జపియే హరి 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 జీ బోలో బోలో హరి 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై